The language of the weather. Humans use language to communicate, and we communicate and name those things that are in our environment. That's why different languages have different names for weather phenomena. For example, in very hot countries, it is very likely that they have a lot of words to define different types of heat, and very few words to define cold. In this section, you are going to learn more about how languages adapt to weather conditions. Exercise, guess the meaning. In the following exercise, you will see seven terms that define very specific weather conditions in seven different languages. Can you guess the meaning? You have two attempts. At the end, try to guess the meanings of all the words by sharing your correct answers with the rest of your classmates.